All right, welcome to another edition of the Music Inspired Media Podcast Show. I'm your host, Shane Christopher Neal, and thanks for joining me right here on MusicLifeMagazine.net. MusicLifeMagazine.net, that is where this podcast can be heard. It can also be heard on iTunes and SoundCloud. I encourage you to check me out on iTunes, and this way you can get notifications of when new episodes come out. And also, you can leave a review, you can leave comments, whatever you need to do, but make sure you check it out, MusicLifeMagazine.net. And it's got great photos, it's got great articles, it's got a lot of great things that are on the website. And I want you to know that one of Canada's leading journalists in music, Jim Barber, is a contributor, a sole contributor to MusicLifeMagazine.net. And what I mean by sole contributor is that he only contributes to MusicLifeMagazine.net. And this guy can write music journalism for anybody, but it lives right here on MusicLifeMagazine.net. And he is a fine, fine journalist. And make sure you check him out right here on this platform. Before we get to today's podcast show, I wanted to mention this because this just was announced today. I got the email, and that is that Canadian Music Week now has dates for 2019. The festival is May 6th to 12th, the conference from May 9th till 11th. And if you haven't been to Canadian Music Week, what the hell are you waiting for? If you are in the music business, if you're an artist, if you want to be a manager, if you want to know anything about music, you need to be at CMW, and it's happening again in 2019. It is Canada's largest and longest-running new music festival and conference. It's returning for its 37th season, and again, May 6th to 12th. It's bringing conferences, awards, film, technology, and music to the great city of Toronto. And once again, the Canadian Radio Music Awards, the Live Music Industry Awards, the Indies, the Canadian Music and Broadcast Industry Awards, and the Sync Awards are all returning to CMW in 2019. Those dates have not been announced yet, but stay tuned. CMW, you have to be there. It is one of this country's and basically North America's best music conference. All right, let's get to this podcast, which is a little bit different. And I say that because both of these conversations took place at the Niagara Music Awards launch party, which was at Johnny Rocco's in St. Catharines. And this appeared on Your TV Ontario. And I decided that I would share them with you on this podcast. And first and foremost, we get to Danny Lamb. And Danny Lamb was actually on the BS Live Rock show early in the season, or maybe mid-season on Your TV. But he sat down to chat with me a little bit. We had a great conversation about his clothes. This guy is a true rock star. I don't know where he buys his clothes. Or actually, he's going to tell you where he buys some of his clothes. And I know this is an audio show, not a video show. But man, go to his Facebook, Danny Lamb, and you can kind of check out how epic his wardrobe is and his music as well. Danny Lamb and the Association is the name of his band. He is an ambassador at the International Federation for Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus, and he has both of those diseases, and he's going to talk about that. He manages A Song of City. He's also going to talk about that. A real entertaining guy. He's from Southern Niagara and a staple at the Niagara Music Awards. Danny Lamb is up first. Secondly, this was interesting because I had no idea who this individual was, and she came up to me at the launch party. She said hello, introduced herself, and we just decided to sit down and chat. Her name is Adrienne Lauren, and she is the creator of Amped Academy, an online educational platform focused on art, marketing, personal development, and my favorite, dream chasing. She's on a mission to get you amped up to craft the life and create business that you actually love. And she's also the founder of Get Amped Media, a content creation agency, rather, based in Toronto. She also goes by A Persona, and she does some rapping for us. She's a singer-songwriter. She's a YouTuber. She's a hell of a lot of fun. And unfortunately, because this is an audio show, you don't get to see the video, which was her rapping and me dancing. Now, if you caught the BS Live Rock show on Your TV, you did see that. Unfortunately, you don't see that in the audio, but was rather hilarious. I hope you'll stick around for this. Two great guests, Danny Lamb, A Persona. This is the Music Inspired Media Podcast Show. I am your host, Shane Christopher Neal.
Welcome to the Shane Christopher Neal Podcast. Shane's a TV and radio personality, international event host, A&R label rep, co-founder of BS Live Rocks Entertainment Group, an all-around epic guy. This podcast is sponsored by Music Life Magazine. Check out all Shane's podcasts at musiclifemagazine.net. So much to talk about with so little time. Here's your host, Shane Christopher Neal.
All right, so it's two rock stars between one fern is what the show is now called. Danny Lamb, how are you doing?
Great, how about you?
The most important question I have is where did you get that coat?
In Camden, London.
Is that England?
Yeah,
London. Not Ontario.
England, no, Camden, London, England.
How much you pay for it?
Way too much.
I was going to say.
Way too much. To be honest, I charged it to the Visa card and...
It doesn't matter. Once you charge it to Visa, it's all good.
I'll take care of it
Nobody
after.
Pays it when it goes to Visa.
No,
I get it.
I'll take care of it after. Yep. I just saw it and I had to have it. And it's the home of one of the greatest female rockers ever, Amy Winehouse.
Celine Dion? Oh, no.
Exactly. Okay, second to Amy Winehouse, Celine Dion. But yeah, so I walked past this big statue of Amy Winehouse herself, and then I walked in the market and I saw this jacket and I thought, you know what?
I'm buying it.
The spirit of Amy Winehouse is telling me something.
What about the ring? Show that this ring, this thing's killer. Where'd you get that
thing? That's my knuckle duster.
I know, where'd you get it?
My cousin made it, actually.
I don't give a crap about your music. I just want to know what you're wearing.
I know. You know what? You're not the first person to tell me that.
Okay, can I have it? Thank you. Appreciate it, just for doing this interview.
It says a song, a city, it's a music tour.
Yes, okay, let's talk about that. Let's go with that right now. So we have to get into what Danny Lamb does, which is music. So talk about a song, a city.
So it was a music tour designed 5 years ago now with my good buddy, Jay Beatty, that toured across the UK and Europe to raise awareness for spina bifida and hydrocephalus.
Which you have.
I do have hydrocephalus, which is known as water on the
brain.
I have spina bifida.
Clearly you bought a coat that was probably about 10 grand, right? So you got something on your brain.
Right, I know. There's a lot of water there. I won't get into the nitty gritty of hydrocephalus, but it is known as water on the brain.
Yeah.
Hydro meaning water, cephalus meaning brain, derived from Greek terminology. So when I was three, they inserted a shunt to properly drain the fluid, and brain surgery a few times.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, I've been pretty physically healthy.
And that's what this tour was all about.
That's what this tour was about, was we literally wrote a song in each city.
Yeah.
We were only in each city for 3 days. We wrote a song, recorded a really rough demo, and played two gigs. One in a clinic or hospital that specialized in conditions, and then one at a
bar
venue.
Or something.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And then in our last city of Izmir, Turkey, we attended a conference hosted by the International Federation of the Conditions, and together with 10 to 15 youth and young adults that have the conditions in lots of different ways than myself. Together we co-wrote our final song of the tour called Push.
The other thing is I saw you at Canadian Music Week.
Yeah.
Which was a few weeks ago, and now we're at the National Music Awards.
Yes.
I almost spilled my drink.
Oh.
It's water, by the way.
Okay.
So tell us what was it like, Canadian Music Week? Did you ever play there before? Or you play there every year?
Yeah, this was actually only my third year playing.
You invited me.
Yeah,
we were in the hall. We were in the
yeah,
right.
And we ran into. Well,
and you said you need to come, and I said I can't. I'm busy. Remember?
Yeah, I know. You were too.
I was terrible. But how was it? It was good.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really great. I think it's always an incredible honor to be able to play
Canadian Music Week.
Because it is it's celebrating some of Canadian content.
Absolutely.
Because of course there's so much of it. So it's celebrating some of the great Canadian content.
So what are you doing the rest of 2018? I'm not trying to hurry up. I just want to know what you're doing.
That's all right. Next, get
Next.
Out.
Hurry
get
up.
Out.
We got people
Let's
waiting.
Go. Let's go. I want to take this
fern. Yeah.
I want to take this fern. I hope the hotel is okay with it.
You playing? Are you writing?
Yeah,
are you? What are you doing?
Touring, developing a song, a city, a lot more. I've kind of found myself in this incredibly different role of kind of like a manager for this young M. Jordan, who I'm,
good.
I'm very excited about. So I'm into developing.
Hope he's got more talent than you do.
And you know what? In her left hand alone.
Oh, it's a she. Here, she has more talent than you. Yes.
In her left hand alone. Let alone. Yeah. She's phenomenal, and so I'm having a blast working alongside her.
Awesome.
I'm actually running to a band practice right now. We're playing Springlicious in the falls.
So am I.
Yeah.
Maybe we're playing together.
What?
Maybe we're playing like in the same stage, and like we're actually playing songs. Maybe I'm supposed to go to rehearsals. I don't even know.
You can come to ours. I mean, you're welcome. And then, just. Working on putting together some touring and releasing new music and all the regular stuff, really.
All right. Danny Lamb right here, one of Niagara's best.
No, he just is, one of Niagara's.
The finest. Awesome,
you're,
man.
You're the
love you.
Thank you, Shane.
All right.
Thank you. I'm taking this fern.
You're listening to the Shane Christopher Neal podcast, so pay attention.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation I had with the amazingly talented Danny Lamb of Danny Lamb and the Association. And I encourage you to check him out. He's on Facebook under Danny Lamb, DannyLamb. And if he's playing in your neck of the woods, you definitely want to hear him. He plays all kinds of renditions, full band, duo, you name it. Very talented individual. And although, as you could tell by the interview, it was a very visual type of interview, I thought it was a lot of fun and quite entertaining. So I hope you enjoyed that. Here, as we carry along to our next interview, first I want to say thanks for joining me here on MusicLifeMagazine.net. All my podcasts are right here, MusicLifeMagazine.net/podcasts. You can also check me out on iTunes and SoundCloud and Music Inspired Media on Facebook as well. And a little bit more on Music Inspired Media. We work with artists and artist development as well. So if you're an artist or you know an artist that needs help on some marketing, some branding, we work with record labels. We work with bloggers and vloggers and people who do interviews and podcasts just like this, and also promoters of live events. You can check me out, Music Inspired Media on Facebook. Also, I am part of the BS Live Rocks Entertainment Group with the legendary Bobby R. Rock. And if you go to bsliverocks.com, you will, if you're in Southern Niagara anyway, all the live events are there. There are a ton of them. Any of the live bands, the venues, you can follow your favorite venue or your favorite band, whatever you'd like. Find out more information, bsliverocks.com. There are some TV interviews there as well from the BS Live Rock Show. And I often get that question of when that show runs. So right now we are on summer break. We are just like students. You see, we are on summer break. And we film basically September until June. And the show runs twice a week. Last season, it was Wednesday evening at 8. And it was Saturdays at 11, I think. this season, I think it's going to be the same, but I'm not 100%. So we're still waiting on that. We are renewed for season number 3. A big hand for that. Clearly, I'm the only one in the studio. So season number 3 will start in the end of September. BS Live Rocks. It is on your TV, Niagara, HD 700. But I encourage you in the meantime to go to bsliverocks.com and check that out. All right, so part 2 of the interview series right here. And again, I stumbled across this fine rock star at the Niagara Music launch party this spring. She has a website called ampedacademy.com, ampedacademy.com. Her name is Adrienne Lauren, and she goes by A Persona. And she's a rapper, a singer-songwriter, a YouTuber, and an amazing marketer. Check out the website, ampedacademy.com, A Persona, right now on the Music Inspired Media Podcast Show.
All right, there's Pink, there's Madonna, and there's A Persona.
Hey.
See, there we go. I just thought of that right on the whim. So you're from Milton.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a ton of research on you. And you go to Brock, or you were at Brock.
Wow, this is really accurate.
See, wow.
Whoa, he
see what
did
happens
research.
In a 30-second conversation before
it's
we
like
get on.
It's like we just became best friends. Like.
So tell us what you do.
Well, I'm a rapper, songwriter, and a YouTuber.
Yes.
My start was really through YouTube.
Okay.
It was kind of like this personal songwriting thing. I actually didn't really think I would be doing music at all. It was kind of just, man, let me try this. And then
So give us an example of what you do right now?
Sure.
Okay.
Don't wake me up, cause I don't dream a lot. Spotlights on tongue and lungs, please fail me not. Clear my throat, run through everything I wrote. I'm nervous, but the first beat's the antidote.
See, can I be a dancer on your
hey,
show?
Hey, I'd just be like, hey,
hey,
that's my name.
I see. Hey. Clearly, I don't know what to do. So, so you're at the launch party. So you appreciate you being here.
Thank you for
so
having me.
So the Niagara Music Awards, and give us an idea what you're going to be doing this year. You're going to be out singing, or you're going to be out YouTubing? What are you doing?
So many exciting things. Well, with YouTube, I actually released over like 75 episodes of my series called Toonie Tuesday.
Every
Tuesday, I dropped a tune.
Wow. See, yeah. Toonie Tuesday, I remember as a young kid, you'd go to
KFC.
See, you know what I mean?
You know what?
I know.
You know what?
See how old I am? I'm like, whoa.
At least my videos are just as delicious, that wow. I can promise. So check it out, youtube.com, AIIPERSONA.
She's a rock star.
That's A, double I, persona.
And me, not so much. So we're going to end this interview.
With what?
I don't know.
Okay, bye.
See, we got something.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. Visit Shane on Facebook at Shane C. Neal Media Personality. On Instagram at ShaneCNeal.com.